Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Edens. Call them fireworks cops. They're across L.A. and they're already on patrol ahead of the fast-approaching 4th of July.
Across Los Angeles, county cops and fire officials say they are seeing and hearing and getting more reports of illegal fireworks.
Just last night, supporting the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, we were able to confiscate six truckloads of illegal fireworks.
LA County Fire Chief Darrell Osby.
There are 88 cities in the county of Los Angeles. Over 50 of them also do not allow fireworks, but some do. Some allow safe and sane fireworks. Those fireworks can burn up to 2,000 degrees.
Those loud bangs, those M80s, quarter stick of dynamite, they're not legal, never, anywhere.
Those are felonies, and we will be arresting those individuals. We will be prosecuting them.
The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says they have put together a fireworks strike team that will be working through the 4th with the sole purpose of looking for violators and hauling some of them to jail. In East Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, LA's city attorney Mike Fiore says he has agreements now with several major websites, including Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, to remove ads for local sales of fireworks heading into the 4th of July weekend. He also says his office is helping those sites track down such ads on their platform so they can be deleted, since all fireworks are illegal within the city of Los Angeles. He says they've also agreed to work to keep fireworks ads from being posted in the future. Governor Newsom is being criticized for confusing people during the coronavirus pandemic. CalMatters analyst Dan Walters tells KNX one day the governor is telling everyone the curve is bending. The next day he's admonishing people for doing things he's allowed them to do again.
Part of it is his delivery. He gets on the air and he just rambles on and repeats himself, and who can follow the chain of thought? It's like a stream of consciousness thing that people have a hard time following, rather than saying, this is it, and this is it, and this is it. He's rambles on and repeats himself and sometimes contradicts himself.
Now, Walters tells us these mixed messages will cause people to stop listening to the governor. He also says he understands this is a changing situation and it's not easy to manage, but he says the governor would be better off if he was more concise and consistent with his message. A well-known deli in Tarzana was just starting to see more customers come in to enjoy a meal, only to have the governor clamp down on dining in at restaurants again.
Mort's Deli has been around for more than 50 years. Owner Lana Pavlik was a waitress here for decades and bought the place 8 years ago. They've been open for takeout and some delivery throughout the pandemic, but she says it's the restaurant side that was her bread and butter.
Right now, if I break even to pay my bills, I'm very happy.
She had customers dining in when news broke that Governor Newsom ordered restaurant dining rooms in L.A. County closed for the next 3 weeks.
And they were not happy with our governor. Not at all. In other words, enough is enough.
Pavlik intends to keep the doors open for the sake of her longtime workers, but she is out tens of thousands of dollars so far. She's hoping to get some financial relief through the PPP loan program, but so far she hasn't received it. In Tarzana, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Public fireworks shows are being canceled all over Southern California, but one city is moving ahead with its celebration on the 4th of July. Lancaster says it still plans on putting on a show on Saturday at the Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. Its mayor, Rex Paris, says the pyrotechnic company that has already set up for the show is now trying to figure out a way to avoid putting its license in jeopardy. And Paris tells CBS2 he's willing to step in and help.
I'm more than willing to go over to the fairgrounds and flip the switch on and let the show take off. And I'll bear the consequence.
The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health says it's asked all elected officials to comply with the health officer's order. But Paris, Mayor Paris, is having none of that.
Who the hell are they to come up into Lancaster and tell us what to do?
They're closing the fairgrounds to keep crowds from gathering. Instead, they want people to enjoy the show from their cars outside the fairgrounds. AAA says people on the West Coast will travel less this summer because of the coronavirus pandemic. There will be a 17% fewer trips compared to last summer, the first year-over-year drop since 2009. Doug Shoup with AAA tells KNX people will be opting for the outdoors more this summer.
Instead of some of the larger amusement parks that typically get a lot of travelers during the summer months, people are opting for more natural wonders. Places like Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah, Monument Valley National Park in Utah and Arizona, Sequoia and Kings National Parks in Central California.
Shoup says road trips will be a little more popular this year because people will feel more safe in their cars than they would be in planes. That brush fire in the remote area of the Angeles National Forest near Agua Dulce not threatening any structures. The Forest Service and Los Angeles County firefighters expect to have it 100% contained later today. Cause of the 620-acre fire near Sierra Highway still under investigation. Forest Service Fire Chief Robert Garcia tells KNX a lack of wind and the type of vegetation in that area is making things a bit easier for firefighters.
These are lighter fuels, so grasses and lighter vegetation, so the chaparral in this area is very responsive to the changes in weather. And the most significant weather factor that had an influence is one, you know, the winds were calm last night, but the relative humidity came up significantly.
One firefighter did suffer a very minor injury on the fire line.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.